There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs, and never hearing back? Job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hello, welcome inside. Hour 3, Jason Smith, Steve DeSanger in for Mike Harmon. Broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And I just want to say this. Look at the Knicks. Look at the Knicks. They were losing earlier tonight, Steve.
They have outscored Portland in the second half, 55-31.
It was 33-0 to start the game.
That's not true, no.
It was close to that. It was 33-20.
That was the Laker game.
But the Knicks now with an 18-point lead midway through the fourth quarter. This is the Josh Hart, Cam Reddish game. You know, this is hey, all right, let's see. Yeah, let's see. These guys traded for each other. They've both been playing pretty well. And, Josh Hart tonight has 8 off the bench, is plus 25. Cam Reddish, 2 points, 1 out of 6 from the floor in 19 minutes.
Yeah, and
advantage Knicks.
Lillard's playing. Anthony Simons, who's bet 20 points a game, is playing. Portland was leading, and nobody will ever know that.
Yeah, Lillard could score 50. He's got 35 right now. I mean, he may not play because, you know, they may just rest him
now,
down the stretch. But the Knicks have got what a huge come-from-behind situation here in the third quarter. They scored 42 points. Look at the Knicks. Look at the Knicks.
Which means Milwaukee may not be clinching a playoff berth tonight. They would with a Knicks loss or with a win. Milwaukee has just a one-point lead at Phoenix, 7 minutes left.
So what you're telling me is the Knicks can still catch the Bucks.
I don't think I said that.
They can still catch them.
You're the one who went on and on about the Knicks are one of the top 5 teams in the league.
They can still catch them. They can still catch them. And when you talk playoff berth, you mean 1 through 6. You're clinching a 1 through 6 spot, not a 7 through 10. Playoffs, 1 through 6 for the Bucks.
Is that what we call the playoffs these days?
Yeah, because
we're talking about playoffs.
7 through 10 is the play-in. Everybody else.
Well, the Lakers at the moment have a play-in spot. Because this win, they're 34-35. Same record as Dallas. Same record as Oklahoma City. Those would be teams 8, 9, and 10 in the West. As of right now, Utah would be a game back. New Orleans lost tonight to the Lakers. New Orleans a game back.
Lakers are back, baby.
Okay, let me ask you this. Give me a serious answer. If the Lakers didn't play the rest of the season and they stayed with their 493 winning percentage, okay, 493. If they didn't play a game the rest of the way and you went by winning percentage, are they in the play-in? You let all the other teams play and you let out. Are they in the play-in with a 493
winning percentage? They're actually in front of the Nuggets if that happens.
The way the Nuggets have gone.
This is what it's like. This is what it means when you're in that 7-10 frame. Nobody's really good. So if you have something happening like a player coming back from injury or a player who decides I'm going to be great again like Anthony Davis, yeah.
Or Dallas. We're expecting Dallas to get players back from injury. There's a big Dallas Lakers game in L.A. Friday night. Dallas does not have Luka Doncic still for tomorrow at San Antonio. We'll see about Kyrie.
Yeah, that's the one thing I don't think anybody expected. Nobody expected Dallas to take this dive after they got Kyrie. Mm. Okay, now they're going to figure it out. They're going to outscore. And they were still up and down. And now you see them without Luka. They've lost 3 in a row. And they are falling through the standings. They are just a game out of being on the outside of the play-in.
Also, we didn't expect, I saw a stat tonight, as Mikal Bridges had 34 points for the Nets in their loss at OKC, that he scored more since the trade than Durant or Kyrie combined, actually.
Man, I'll tell you, this West is, it's slowly becoming, honestly, it's slowly becoming the Nuggets and that's it. I mean, that's kind of where you're at.
And even the Nuggets, what have they been recently?
Yeah, no, look, they've lost 4 in a row. But look, they've been coasting for a while now. It's like, okay, we've been the best team, you know, for a long time. We're going to have the triple MVP. We have our entire team healthy. I mean, this is the year for them to get to the NBA Finals. If they don't get there this year, they're never going to get there because everybody else has problems, right? Memphis, you don't know when Ja Morant's going to play again. You have no idea when he's going to
return.
And
that's the team in second in the West right now, Memphis.
Right. Sacramento is not bad, but is Sacramento really going to navigate a playoff all the way
through? Haven't been to the playoffs, the longest drought of any team in any of the four major sports.
Longer than the Knicks?
Come on, we were just in it 2 years ago. We lost to Trae Young. You remember that. We won the game in MSG, and the Knicks were all chanting NBA Finals after Knicks fans were all chanting that after they won a game, yeah.
So realistically, those two teams are the only ones that can catch Denver for the one seed, Memphis and Sacramento, right?
I don't even mean catching them for the one. I mean, like, who's going to beat them in a series in the playoffs? Like, Phoenix, yeah, but...
What about a healthy Phoenix?
Phoenix has to have Kevin Durant, and who knows when he's going to play, right? Golden State can't win away from home.
Right.
Their record away from home is the same as the Pistons. I mean, that's how bad they are away from
actually
home, right?
The Pistons lost on the road tonight, so gotcha by a half game, Golden State.
Golden State jumps in front of Detroit by a half game.
7-27 for the Pistons on the road.
The Clippers are still the Clippers. They're just a couple of games over 500.
Oh, once you start talking Clippers and Golden State, you're talking 500 teams and below.
I mean, you're done. Like, this is it. Like, this is where Denver's got to be saying, man, this is it. This is our year
that's
to
right.
do it.
If all those years they had Carmelo, remember, and getting bounced in the first round.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah,
now they've got the MVP. They've got Mr. Triple-Double. They've got a guy doing things statistically at the center spot that we haven't seen since Wilt. This is the time. This or maybe never.
Steve, the Lakers are back.
Man,
it's not the Nuggets' time.
That's right, because when the Lakers win at Houston tomorrow, they'll be a whopping 35-35. Get out of town.
And then the Lakers beat the Nuggets in the first round of the playoffs, and they sweep them. And suddenly the 1-8, the Lakers are going on.
And then they're tweeting pictures of... Dikembe Mutombo on his back holding the basketball up with the first round.
The real question is, do we let LeBron James back?
No, he wouldn't be playing, but he would be tweeting, hey, I love my guys, can't wait to get back. That's what he'd be doing. Right. Oh, can't wait to get back,
two
I love
rounds
this team.
From now.
Oh, I love it.
Because he put out on Instagram today, him in his Bane mask, like he's getting ready to come back. No, dude, chill. We're good. We're back.
Bane mask, like the court's going to fall through, like in the Batman movie?
Death or exile.
Steve. He goes in for a hoop and he dunks it and he falls down.
Na 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 Batman.
Wrong Batman, but
I knew,
he's
I knew.
Not even the mayor anymore, Alex.
I knew that was coming.
He's not?
Okay. No.
What would LeBron sound like as Bane? Because we've heard them both, but not together.
So that's what's going on right now in the NBA. And again, we'll keep you updated on the Knicks because they are having a huge second half against the Portland Trail Blazers in the Josh Hart Cam Reddish revenge game. They are winning right now.
Yeah, I feel like calling this. It's 6 minutes left, and I feel like calling this.
You're
going
to call it? You're
putting it in the fridge?
Yeah.
We're going to call it?
The Blazers are. I mean, we were just talking playoffs and playoff possible teams. As bad as the Blazers' record has been, they're technically still very much alive for the play-in. How can you realistically talk Blazers and getting up to the 10th spot and getting the play-in? It just, there's such constant disappointment.
Well, and for anybody in there, nobody gets hot. No one says, boy, look at this team. That they've won 8 out of 9. Nobody does that. Everybody stays just around or a little bit below 500.
Yeah.
There's a reason you're in that 7 to 10 frame. You don't suddenly get hot at the end of the year. It's not like the NFL where, hey, this team catches fire at the end. They jump in as a wild card and they pull a couple of upsets.
No, your Golden State example actually proves that because eventually you got to go on the road again.
Yeah, if they can, if the NBA can fix it, so the Warriors can play all their games at home,
I mean,
then I would have confidence in them in the playoffs.
The Warriors
have a really good record at home.
Just about the same home record as the top seed Denver Nuggets. That's how good, yet again, they are at home.
Yeah.
It's also how horrendous they have been on the road.
And it's the same record as the Pistons on the road, so it's that. So again, this is what's happening right now in the NBA. Knicks with a 14-point lead, Bucks with a 14-point lead as well over the Suns.
No, 6-point lead.
Oh, 6-point lead, sorry. 103-97. I thought it was an 8 for a second. Yeah. 103-97 with about 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Now, tomorrow we're all going to – I'll tell you what's going to happen tomorrow. I'm going to take a lot of drama out of tomorrow. We're all going to wake up.
Something happening tomorrow?
Aaron Rodgers is going to be on the Pat McAfee show. He's invited everybody to watch and listen and take part in it. And this is where we're going to find out Aaron
Rodgers is going to be
a Jet. He asked the Jets to go out and sign a bunch of guys. I want to play with my friends and guys I like. So I have a couple of players. Oh, you have a couple? Yeah, I got Alan Lazard. Okay, that's fine. That's okay, Alan Lazard. And Randall Cobb. Okay, that's another wide we don't have. And Mercedes Lewis. Okay, well, he's 38. And Odell Beckham. Okay, you know what?
He didn't play last year.
All the guys we have at wide receiver are better than anybody you just mentioned. All right, so let's just understand that for a second, Aaron, that these are going to be depth guys. But these are the guys Aaron Rodgers wants. What did the Jets do today? They went out and signed Alan Lazard, 4 years, $44 million.
Yay.
And why are they doing that?
They're negotiating with Mike Holmgren, I hear. So
it's a red carpet
being poured out in front of the team offices to welcome Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, Matt Hasselbeck also is going to be there.
John Kuhn signed with the Jets, too?
He's there. You get the ball a couple of times a game, sure. That's going to happen, absolutely, 100%. Antonio Freeman.
What a sorry-ass franchise you guys are.
Listen, he's coming. He's coming. And
yes, Aaron. We bow down to you, Aaron.
Yep. And you know what? We kind of have to do that. Why?
Because you're a sorry-ass franchise.
Because he's got the leverage. Because the only thing the Jets need is a guy that can throw the football. And he can throw the football. That's all they need. That's all they need.
So they're not re-signing Joe Flacco?
Maybe they need him to mentor Aaron Rodgers a little bit.
He is older, I'm guessing. Yeah.
Listen, you're
his father figure.
You're going to come in and mentor Aaron Rodgers. That's how we're going to do it. But it's, look, tomorrow he's going to make that announcement, and we're going to find it on the Pat McAfee show that he's going to accept a trade to the Jets. He's very excited. He's hopeful that more players can join him there, and that's how it's going to go. First day of the league year, he's going to make his decision. He didn't go on the Pat McAfee show on a Wednesday, not a Tuesday, because Tuesday was used to be Aaron Rodgers news day, right? Tuesday was Pat McAfee day. He's not doing it on Wednesday to say, I need more time or maybe something is coming soon. He's not doing that. He would have just had a regular appearance and said, yeah, something's coming, it's all right. No, he's going on the show tomorrow because he has something to say, and it's going to be J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets.
Or J-E-T-I, as you kind of inadvertently said earlier.
Or Jedi.
We're going to get 3 nights of Aaron Rodgers shows. We get Monday night. Where
Jedi nights.
Looks like he's coming. That's the Star Wars night. Tonight, which is now we really know he's coming because he asked them to sign Lazard. They signed Lazard. This is Empire Strikes Back night. Tomorrow's Return of the Jedi night, where we're all singing Yub Nub at the end, and we're all looking at all the holograms of everybody, of all the former Jets quarterbacks. Look, there's Ken O'Brien as a hologram, and there's Joe Namath as a hologram. Look, there's Bubby Brister as a hologram. Neil O'Donnell is a hologram. Oh, we're singing Yub Nub. It's awesome.
So it's kind of like an appearance at Comic-Con. You don't actually get the movie. You just get a sentence or two announcement about the movie, or somebody who doesn't give a speech simply walks on stage and people go crazy. That's all that's happening.
Yeah. And that's all you need tomorrow. I'm going to be a jet. That's all we need.
I still doubt that you can be so convinced that we're going to find out all the information. Okay, he's coming back to the league. Check. He's going to the Jets. He'll say their team name by name. Check. And then you think we'll know it's a trade and here are the details by the end of the day?
Here's how it's going to go. He's going to go on the Pat McAfee show. Now, maybe he has a whole big musical number that he announces himself with and not just, hey, here's Aaron Rodgers. he could be doing like the Sharks and the Jets routine from West Side Story. Like maybe he's got some production value coming up because he's had some time. He had the darkness retreat and he thought about things.
Yeah.
So he will come on the show and he will say, I'm going to be a Jet. I'm excited.
Turns out he's actually living in that abandoned building behind the Jets knife fight during that musical number.
The abandoned building, is actually their facility.
So stop. Florham Park is state of the art.
Is that the one with the rats? No, that was not them. Know. Sorry.
So he will say, I'm going to be a Jet. I'm excited. And the next question will be, who else is coming with you? He's going to say, I'm excited for Allen. I'm hoping for some other play. Tell Allen I'm excited for Allen Lazard. The rest of the details will be coming soon, but I'm excited. And then after he goes on, you will hear the trade will be announced, whether it is the Packers announcing it or Adam Schefter has it or somebody has. Here's the details. Aaron Rodgers is a Jet. The Jets are sending a first-round pick, and they're taking X kind of money. And so over the course of the day, we're going to get all the details. But on the Pat McAfee show tomorrow, we will get Aaron Rodgers is a Jet. I'm excited I'm there. And that will end the big question. He will be a Jet.
And we are expecting that the Packers, because they really want to get rid of him at this point, will just eat some of the money to get rid of him. They'll get something in return in trade, but they'll have to eat money.
It'll be like me at McDonald's. What do I got to eat? What do I got to eat to get this? What do I got to eat? Now, that's the big question.
And in just as good physical condition after a big Happy Meal.
Well, that's going to be the big question is, the more money the Jets eat, the less they have to give up. And the less money they eat,
the more
they have to give up, right? Yeah. So I get that part of it. So that's going to be the most interesting part to me. Are they going to part with two first-round picks, a first-round pick and a third-round pick, and whatever the money is? But in the end, it doesn't matter because that's all the Jets need is Aaron Rodgers.
Really?
That's all they need.
They lost six games in a row last year.
They have, because we had nobody at quarterback.
Uh-huh.
That's why.
Blame Zach Wilson for all your problems.
I will. And I will blame him and blame him. I will, 100%.
Take the easy way out, yeah.
That's not the easy way out. I watched the guy play. It was, you know what? It hurt my heart today. It hurt my heart today because I'm watching, because you know me, I'm a glutton for punishment. I go on Twitter and I'm checking stuff out. You know, the Jets make the move for Allen Lazard, and I'm seeing Elijah Moore trend on Twitter. I'm going, oh, man, are the Jets going to trade Elijah Moore? He's really good. And then it was a statement by the Jets saying, no, we're keeping Elijah Moore. Allen Lazard coming in. It's probably going to be the end of Corey Davis. But somebody put up a montage of Elijah Moore plays, and it's going to be, wait till somebody can throw him the ball next year. And the montage of plays was all plays where he was running wide open with his hand in the air, and Zach Wilson didn't throw him the
ball. That's good. That's really good.
There was one play against the Vikings where it was a 45-yard walk-in touchdown, and he threw it over the middle and it almost got intercepted. It hurt my heart watching that, going, how does he not see him on any of these plays? How does he not see him on any of these plays? I don't understand.
So you saw so many of those clips, you immediately thought you were watching the highlight reel from Jared Goff throwing the ball downfield. But it turned out,
no,
this was actually Jets. These were Jets kids.
This is Jets. This happened. All right, great. Thanks. Yay.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
And TJ, clearly the Bulls not on parade this season. All right. Jason Smith Show, Steve DeSager, in for Mike Harmon tonight. The Knicks win. The Knicks win again.
I thought with that drop we just heard, we were talking Rams.
No. Knicks win. 123-107, the final over the Blazers. The night in the NBA is now complete.
Lakers are back.
And the Bucks have clinched a playoff spot.
They have. Even with the Knicks win, they clinched a playoff spot.
Lakers-Bucks is going to be lit, Steve.
Those Bucks. Well, I'm telling you, Bucks-Knicks Eastern Conference Finals is looking pretty good.
I was talking finals, though.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Forget the Eastern Conference Final. I was looking ahead to the finals.
Oh, Lakers-Bucks. Okay, sorry. All right, all right, that's fine. We could do that. But big news in the NFL today, not surrounding Aaron Rodgers. Well, we'll get to the Odell Beckham aspect of this coming up in a few minutes. But other big moves today, there were three big moves when you talk about teams making big-time skill position changes. You had the Raiders trading Darren Waller to the Giants for a third-round pick. You had Rashad Penny going to the Philadelphia Eagles, and Miles Sanders waving goodbye to Eagle Nation going, hey, thanks, guys. I'm gone. Thanks for everything. And the Lions, in a move that happened
tonight,
maybe about 10 minutes before the show came on the air, David Montgomery, 3-year deal to leave the Bears to go to the Lions, which means the Khalil Herbert era is open in Chicago and the Lions add another weapon. So I got to say, one of these deals I really like, it's not Darren Waller and it's not Rashad Penny. And it's not that I hate these deals. It's just the deals are kind of meh. And Raider fans were going crazy today on social media going, what are we doing? We're trading Darren Waller. And I get the what are we doing because, yeah, I don't get what the Raiders are doing. Like, they signed Garoppolo. They trade Waller. They signed Jacoby Myers. They're probably going to trade Hunter Renfro. I mean, I don't get it. The Raiders don't have a plan. You have to understand that. But the whole what are we doing trading Darren Waller, I mean, don't we know how this is going to go for both him there and Rashad Penny in in Philadelphia, they're going to play a handful of games. They're going to play 7 or 8 games maybe, and they're going to get hurt because that's what they do. These guys, when you get hurt every year, these guys haven't been healthy in years. Darren Waller is still living off of 2020. This is going to be 3 years removed from that, and he's having trouble staying healthy. And the same thing with Rashad Penny. These guys are averaging about 7 games a season. How much do you really expect them to be there? I mean, they didn't give up a lot for it, so it's not like suddenly you made a big trade. You went all in and said, oh, my goodness, I can trade all that. No, but still, you just expect these to be to help you guys a little bit. Maybe Darren Waller has a couple of big games before he gets hurt, and you win a couple of games that maybe you weren't going to win before. But you have to know, if you're the Eagles and the Giants, you have to get on the majority of the season without them and have to adjust on the fly, because Waller gets hurt every year. Rashad Penny gets hurt every year. These guys can't stay in the lineup. We kind of know how this is going to end. This is why I'm just kind of meh on these moves instead of being, oh my God, these are great. I'm just kind of meh.
Kind of meh. It sounds like you're completely and totally meh. Rashad Penny seems sometimes like an even smaller running back than he is. He's listed at 5'11", so let's just go with that. You mentioned Miles Sanders saying goodbye. The Philadelphia starting running back is a free agent. So when the Eagles get Penny from the Seahawks, the writing's on the wall, and Philadelphia re-signed running back Boston Scott, by the way, and re-signed defensive back James Bradbury. There was a lot of Philly news today. I do think that while it's a great story that Darren Waller is in the league still and what he has done to turn around his life, and the guy literally just in the last couple weeks, I believe, got married to an Olympic gold medalist who's a WNBA champion as well, Kelsey Plum. Congrats to them. But Waller is out of Vegas immediately, and she plays for Vegas, by the way. Waller to the Giants, and I just can't see him playing full seasons, because that's really what it's going to take to make it be a good trade for the Giants, right? Not full year. I mean seasons, plural. It's not like he's being traded at age 35 or 40 here, just because we haven't seen him for half of the last decade in the NFL. It's too bad, because when he's been there, my goodness, he's easily one of the top 5 tight ends in the league, right?
Yeah, but can you be a top 5 tight end when you're not playing?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, that's it's right. Tough. Like, yeah, he's a talented tight end. You're still the guy. You can't live off of 2020. You can't do it. You can't live off of something that's going to be 3 years removed from the last time you were really good, when those last 2 years you were hurt. And he's a guy now that's 30 years old and is going to be changing teams and changing systems. And you want to think that things are going to go great, but reality is, okay, you have him as long as you have him. And the Giants have a pretty good young tight end they like, and Daniel Bellinger, who got hurt last year, had a freak injury, broke, I think, the orbital bone in his eye, and he missed a lot of time. He's someone that had a lot of potential and thought, oh, he's going to be the starter. They're pretty good. But no, they go out and make the bold move for Darren Waller. Okay, you only give up a third-round pick, so that's fine. But this is why I don't say I hate it, but sometimes moves are just – they're just kind of there. Not every move is this means a championship, or this move means we're
like Rodgers to the Jets tomorrow.
Yeah, Rodgers means a championship.
No.
That's obvious, 100%.
Not.
But some moves mean, oh, you spent all the money on a guy. Why did you spend money on that player? The Saints. But for a guy like Darren Waller, it's okay. Yeah, all right. This will be fine for the little amount of time he's on the field. And the same thing for Rashad Penny. Rashad Penny's a tough runner, man. He averages like 5.5 yards a carry, but he can't stay on the field either. So now you know, if you're the Eagles and the Giants, you're going to say, all right, hey, we're planning on these guys all season long. But you really can't. I mean, if you have an ounce of brain in your head, you can't, because you know they're just going to get hurt, and we're going to have to adjust on the fly without these guys. And maybe you're hoping that, well, if he gets hurt early and he comes back and he can play at the end of the season, into the playoffs, whatever it is, that his injury is an opportunistic injury, but you can't plan for injuries like that. So that's why I mean, like, both of these moves, they're kind of just eh.
Well, let's stay in that division. Dallas re-signs linebacker Leighton Vander Esch, who really exploded onto the scene in that division as a draft pick. A first rounder, by the way, from Boise State, and had 100 solo tackles his rookie year. The next 4 years, including missing a few games this past year, he's almost always going to miss something. And a couple of those years, he missed almost half the season. So I'm glad for Dallas's defense that it re-signs a guy who's potentially there. But isn't that somewhat a similar conversation? Now, they did upgrade the defense, getting Stephon Gilmore, defensive back from the Colts, by the way. And I like that. I repeat, Vander Esch on Dallas, I think that's where he belongs. I think he can produce, but it always comes with that little caveat. Oh, we've seen him miss a lot. And it's been the kind of injuries that linebackers get. It's not anything unusual.
No, and it is a risk, and I agree that with you. But you're talking about a guy injured at linebacker, and he has been pretty healthy the last couple of years. When 2018 year was his best, right? That was great. He came in as a rookie. He was great. Then the next 2 years he had trouble, but the last couple of years he's been somewhat. He played every game in 2021. He played in 14 games in 2022. So okay, I want to think that I'm pretty confident that he's got the injury bug behind him. So I'm a little bit more bullish on this one because I've seen him be healthy the last couple of years, and I just love the Cowboys trying to keep their defense together because their defense was fantastic last year. They got a lot of credit in the beginning because Trayvon Diggs was returning an interception for a touchdown every week, but this is a pretty good defense, and now they add Stephon Gilmore, who you're hoping to squeeze one more elite-type year out of him, and they're keeping their defense together, which clearly is going to be the side of the ball that wins it. Look at the playoff game they lost to the 49ers. Their defense was phenomenal.
Low-scoring game.
They allowed one touchdown, right? They were phenomenal. All they needed was Dak Prescott to not turn the ball over, to have a little bit. And yes, you were going against a great defense in San Francisco, but boy, those turnovers were just absolute killers by Prescott, and this defense played out of their shoes. So yeah, I love the fact they're bringing their defense back another year together. They love Dan Quinn, who might wind up being the head coach in a year. So, no, what the Cowboys have done on their defense, trying to keep everybody together, no, I'm a big-time fan of that.
I would also say that when you – and I'll make the point of how good the defense was last year. They average giving up only 20 points a game. I almost need an explainer right after that because people are so used to college football scores on Saturday where everybody and their mother scores 20 points. You can score 20 points blindfolded in college football games. In the NFL, the team that won the NFC, the Philadelphia Eagles, they only allowed 20 points a game. Dallas only allowed 20 a game. In the entire league, there were only four teams that allowed fewer than 20 points per game. Jets being one of them, by the way, that the Dallas Cowboys had a great defense. And I think present tense have a great defense.
Now, the last move that I really like, so two I didn't like, the Cowboys move today with Gilmore, bring him back.
You sound like the old
great
Leonard Maltin movie reviews. That one I didn't like. This one I like a lot.
Yeah. Three big stars, one bad movie. Yeah. Oh, Leonard Maltin, these reviews were great. David Montgomery to the Lions. The Lions get a guy that can catch a ball out of the backfield, can run the football well. They have a cadre of backs they've always had over the past few years. Now, likely this means Jamal Williams is not coming back to the team, which is going to be sad because he was so emotional after that win over Green Bay. It was so fun to see. But I love this move because the Lions offense is like a wrecking ball that trails fire. They're impossible to stop, especially now, year two with this offense. You're going to have a healthy Jameson Williams, and you have a guy that you can count on a little bit more than you could count on the combo of DeAndre Swift and Jamal Williams. Montgomery's a great signing for them. He is a great signing for them, and this offense is going to be impossible to stop. And in a year where this is going to be a down year in the division, because you're talking about going to be the Packers with Jordan Love, and the Bears are starting over again, obviously. Now, maybe they can get a lot of parts in with their draft picks and get good right away, but still, you're talking about a team that was picking first because they had the worst record in the league. And you have the Vikings, who had a really good year last year, but they got a lot of breaks. You know, this was a year where the big play that needed to go their way at the end of a game, they got. The big comeback they had to win, which everybody was surprised about over the Colts. So I think the Vikings are going to come back to the pack a little bit, and the Lions are going to be everybody's favorite to win the division, and they should be because their offense is so nuclear. I don't know how you're going to stop them. I really don't, because they have depth at wide receiver. They have depth at running back. Jared Goff, he fits in that offense. I'm not the biggest fan of Jared Goff, but boy, he fits in that offense really well. They love Dan Campbell. They should be the favorites, and I can't argue with it.
Jared Goff doesn't have the talent to be the best quarterback in his conference, but he got the Rams on a great offense to a Super Bowl, as you recall, before they were completely outcoached by Bill Belichick. But Detroit's offense, you're right, just forget that you're seeing Lions uniforms. We have a mental block, justifiably, of what the Lions have done over the decades. This is actually Can I say it out loud? This might be a really fun offense to watch. And David Montgomery, as we speak tonight, is still only 25 years old. And as wretched as the Bears' offense has been in his few years in the league, you could, and I speak on behalf of Mike Harmon Bears fan and Mike Harmon fantasy football player, you could always count on him for 800 to 1,000 yards rushing plus catches out of the backfield, even on a horrendous offense in Chicago. Maybe not just the change of scenery, maybe going indoors. I mean, this is only good, I think, for the career of David Montgomery and for the offense of Detroit.
Really, I mean, the Lions are going to be everybody's darling. And the only thing, the only question I have for them, honestly, look, their defense is not great, you know, because we've seen them. Hey, look at, they got 35 points, but they won 38.
Yeah.
But now the big question is not going to be, can their defense get better and make enough plays? The biggest question for me is going to be, okay, you were the underdog, great underdog story last year. Everybody loves seeing you play well. You won some games we didn't think you were going to win. You stayed in the playoff race. Hey, you were the feel-good story. Now you're going to be a team that everybody is gunning for because they know how good you are. They know what you've done offensively. Can they live as a favorite, or is that going to be too much pressure for them? That's my biggest question with the Lions.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show, Steve DeSager in for Mike Harmon tonight. And Aaron Rodgers making demands. Again, we're just a few hours away from him.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Saying I'm going to the Jets. He's going to be on Pat McAfee. It's happening. I'm sorry, but it's
happening. Why are you crying then?
I'm not crying. I'm crying
tears
of joy.
Sounds like you are.
I'm crying tears of joy. I'm so excited that
really
we have Aaron Rodgers.
Who does that? Who cries tears of joy?
So exciting. I do. I do. I cry fairly. I don't say how fairly often. I don't know. I'll cry once. I don't know. Maybe once a month or so, I'll cry for different
Every
things.
Every time the Mets lose, you cry.
That is a fine human emotion. Ask Jim Valvada, one of the great speeches of all time.
I've been used to that by now. Are you kidding? The Mets? No, I don't cry when the Mets lose. I'm used to that.
Steve, I don't disagree, but you can't just start crying because you don't get the quarterback you want.
Said, the Dolphins make me cry, I believe was the lyric.
Yes, yes, the Hootie and the Blowfish one. And that was actual because of the Miami Dolphins.
Yes.
Darius Rucker is a big Miami Dolphins fan.
He's from what? South Carolina, was a Dolphins fan.
But of all the demands Aaron Rodgers has made, because that was the story today, was he has asked the Jets to go out and sign Alan Lazard, Randall Cobb, Mercedes Lewis, and Odell Beckham Jr. These are all – it's a little bit lengthy, the list of demands, but I'm like maybe Aaron Rodgers is saying, hey, just sign a couple of these guys. But it's a little bit – okay, you're overstepping
your boundaries a little bit. And strike the letter P from the alphabet, please.
You want all these guys. Oh, and make sure Steve Cohen buys the Jets. This is a lot of guys you want. Now, they already signed Lazard, so you know this is how you know Aaron Rodgers is coming because they just signed his guy.
And we want soda in all the drinking fountains.
I want you to pay for my soda. It's a Billy Bean from Moneyball.
This is like that one junior high kid that always runs for office that is promising all these things. Elect me and you. Except he's Aaron Rodgers. He thinks he can get all these things on the list.
So of all these things, yes, Alan Lazard, fine, because he could be the Jets' third receiver. I get it. Mercedes Lewis, he's a great locker room guy. Okay, the Jets have a couple of tight ends who are better. But Odell Beckham is the real interesting one because I feel like, you know, Aaron Rodgers, dude, Garrett Wilson's a star. Elijah Moore is pretty good. Okay, you want Corey Davis has been disappointing, so they'll let him go. We signed Al Lazard. That's great. But you think Odell Beckham's coming? What is it with everybody's fascination with Odell Beckham Jr.? I mean, what is it with the fascination that he's going to suddenly go? The guy's been hurt. He's been out for a long time. He's not the same guy he was. He's not going to show up catching balls with one hand like he did in his heyday. He's not that guy anymore. I don't get the whole fascination with Odell Beckham Jr.
I think you've just nailed it on the head right there. There's been a fascination with the one-handed catches. And even after he did that in the game with the Giants, of course, we keep seeing it on pregame routines, right? Practicing the one-handed catches. And it's still spectacular. But he didn't literally have a down in the NFL last year, coming off a serious knee injury from the Super Bowl when the Rams won. That is a legitimate concern, and for me, that means all this silly money that's getting bantered about of what he's going to be asking for to play football this year. I mean, that's the height of silliness, because you don't know what you have, and you're going to pay him like he's 5 years younger and had no injury? That's ridiculous.
Yeah, because he's going to want a decent amount of money. I'm finally healthy. You can do this here. No, that's where I draw the line. And if I'm the Jets, I go, hey, listen, let's get Lazard. Let's, you know, figure things out.
Holmgren. We stop at Mike Holmgren. We'll sign him.
What about Odell? No, we're not going to get Odell.
What about Amon Green?
We're not calling him. We're not going. Amon Green, sure. Amon Green. Dorsey Levens, yes. Dorsey Levens, we can get him.
The John Kuhn suggestion, because, you know, they're going to outlaw that whole fourth and short play. So you're going to need a real fullback.
Yeah, but Odell Beckham, yeah, thanks, but no thanks. Good luck. Good luck someplace.
Well, then Rodgers isn't coming. That's on his wish list.
We'll get everybody else. He's there. It's happening.
He doesn't come without them all.
It's happening. Twitter at How About a Fresca, Jason Smith, Steve DeSager. Coming up next, more on the biggest story in the NFL and a big story out of basketball. This is Fox Sports Radio.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.